Just last week, it seemed as if Saudi Arabia's government was starting to respond to international pressure over human rights. It released several women's rights activists from prison. But then came more arrests. We're hearing about 8 people who've been detained now, and 2 of them are Saudi Americans. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
One of the Saudi Americans arrested is Saleh Al-Haider. He's the son of a prominent women's rights activist who was released from prison just last week. Besma Momani is a Saudi analyst who teaches at the University of Waterloo in Canada. She says she was shocked when she heard the news.
Because one had expected that there was a climbing down, that the regime or the government was trying to, you know, move the spotlight away from the continued arrest of the Saudi activists. We had seen the release of at least 2 of the activists, and slowly they were being brought forward to the courts.
The woman who was released last week, Aziza Al-Yusuf, has fought for years for women's right to drive. Last May, as the driving ban was lifted, she was arrested and imprisoned along with about a dozen other activists. But last week was a joyful moment. The first thing her son did was to take a selfie with his mom and post it online. It shows them in a tight embrace. Both have huge grins on their faces. Today, though, the son and mother have switched places. It's now Haider, the son, who's in prison, and his mother is on the outside.
There's a new chill now, I think, that's going to be evoked with this new arrest of all of these family members of activists.
Haider is a U.S. citizen. He owns a home in Virginia, but lived with his wife and children in the kingdom. Among those arrested this week are writers and intellectuals, a husband and his pregnant wife. It's surprising, Basma Momani says, that they are considered a threat, given that they all had either stopped their activism or were never politically active in the first place. There's no official explanation for their arrests. But Momani says it seems their only crime is being related to activists.
For them to be arrested is really quite cruel, and it does, I think, make it very clear to a lot of individuals that there is collective punishment. It is not just about your particular life that is going to be upended. It may be your family's. And I think that's really chilling.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has gone after activists, dissidents and academics since he came to power in 2015. These arrests have created a sense of fear among Saudis, says Momani. Saudi Arabia has been under pressure from the international community after the murder of the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Maryam Lowy, professor of Middle East politics at the College of New Jersey, says the latest arrests show the Crown Prince is not bowing to pressure from the outside.
The Saudi government is saying that the reactions of the international community, the various governments and organizations and associations, does not affect them, and they will continue to run their internal affairs as they see fit.
This week, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee confirmed John Abizaid as the U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia. It's the first time the U.S. has an ambassador to Saudi Arabia in 2 years. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.